Khan is just 23, and as he took the podium during the public comment section of the meeting, he sounded his age.
How are you guys doing today? Well, it's not a surprise. You guys already know what I'm going to talk about. So,
Khan runs Diamond Cab. It's a family business. Earlier, Keith Richardson, spokesman for the city, had told reporters the controversial contract that limits the number of cab companies that can pick up passengers at the airport had been extended months ago. It would now run through June of 2015. Khan was there to talk about the airport deal he and others say was rife with corruption.
The contract got extended in January, and no one was told. I believe the contract was supposed to expire on June 30th. And I guess somebody, I don't know who did it. We want some answers. Who extended the contract?
Khan said Diamond Cab, like other companies locked out of the airport, is hemorrhaging money. It might be able to last another 3 months.
It's time to fix it. People got to man up, look at each other's faces, time to fix the mistakes.
The cab companies allege Patrick Cannon and Mohammed Genetti and one of his allies were behind the alleged pay-to-play scheme. Mayor Dan Clodfelter, Cannon's replacement, announced the city will investigate.
Several council members and I have asked the manager to give us a report on the contract issue, and he is working on that. We're taking a look at that internally as well and hope to get some answers for all of us.
But Clodfelter stressed city manager Ron Carley's investigation would have to be mindful of the federal investigation of Patrick Cannon. It would only proceed if it didn't interfere with federal authorities who are now poring over years of just about any email or other document involving the former mayor. After public comments closed, the council went on with zoning and other business. Mr. Carley and the airport manager were seen leaving the council chamber. Then, more than an hour after Khan spoke, came a bit of a surprise. Despite the city's spokesman saying otherwise, Carley said the contract has yet to be extended.
I wanted to make a factual correction that actually has not been done, but we have under review, considering all of the discussion that we have had.
Carley blamed the media for the bad information. Reached after the meeting, city spokesman Keith Richardson blamed the contradiction on bad information he received from the airport. Obaid Khan doesn't believe either of them.
The script did flip pretty quick, and I believe me bringing it up had a lot to do with it. If I didn't bring it up, then I believe it was just going to fly under the table and no one would ever know about it.
Khan is hoping Diamond Cab and other companies can get access to the airport soon, before he's forced to close down. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.